Glory be to God forever. Everybody's got like a permanent smile on their face. What are you smiling at? I have no idea. I just can't stop. Oh, yeah. Glory be to God forever. Shoo. Well, did you see how the body works together to produce, well, the body of Christ? He would have just said it was the eyelash of Christ. Fell from heaven, and there it is on earth. It does one thing. It just floats around. No, it's the body. And when we all participate and we all put our part forth, then we actually look like something. What do you look like? You look like the body of Christ. Yes. Glory be to God. And then when the glory fills the body, then you look like the glorified body of Christ. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Goodness. Well, you can't laugh in our church. Well, please, you can't come to our church unless you can laugh. How about that? Ha, ha. You start laughing when you come through the door. The Holy Ghost starts tickling you all over. You ever get tickled by the Holy Ghost? I get tickled, yes. Glory to God. All the time. I had Norville Hayes. Some of you have heard me say this before. Anybody know of Norville Hayes? Some of you do. Norville. What is a name like Norville? Who names their kid Norville? I like to meet his parents. We're going to name our son Norville. Is that short for something? I don't think it is it? What would it be short for? Norvell. Norvalina. No, that'd be for a girl. So now if you have a girl, Norvalina is a really good name. Get on with it. I am. Norville had, he makes a statement, when the Holy Ghost comes on him, he says it feels like there's little men with brooms, brushes on the inside, brushing his bones. And he'll stand there and he'll say, it feels like little men on the inside brushing my bones. And he'll go on for 5 minutes explaining how they're on the they're brushing his bones, you know. You got to know Norville to get a kick out of that. But his Holy Ghost is tickling him. He tickles you. Look at her. She's all tickled right now. I don't know if you've ever been in a meeting where everybody just starts laughing in the Holy Ghost and they don't even know why. I've been there. I'm laughing. I have no idea why I'm laughing. I'm laughing at other people because they look ridiculous. But beyond that, I'm just laughing. It's like Angie said, you laugh. You're a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body, and this laugh comes out of your spirit. He that sits in the heavens laughs. The Bible says that. Did you know that? Psalm 2. Who sits in the heavens? Bible says we're seated in heavenly places. We sit in heaven. And we laugh. Well, brother, do you have any scripture for spiritual laughing? Laughing in the spirit? Yes. Psalms 2. He who sits in the heavens laughs. If you're not laughing, well, you don't know where you're seated, do you? That's where we do everything from, is our position in the kingdom of heaven. Ha, 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 ha. Yay, glory to God forever. Brother, why am I laughing? Because your spirit man's laughing. Don't you tell me, your spirit's got plenty to laugh about. He's not worried about any of this garbage your head may be thinking about. Oh, what am I going to do? I got to buy Christmas presents. Oh, I got to go visit my family. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You know what your spirit man's doing? Oh, that's what he thinks about it. You know, and laughter is medicine. If that laughter is coming from the Spirit, you can be healed while you're being laughing. Right? Next time a bill comes in the mail and you don't know what to do with it, laugh at it. Ha 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 ha. How am I going to pay that? Like this. Ha 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 ha. I tell you, the creditor won't call you back if you're laughing at him. Well, what are you laughing at me for? Oh, Glory to God forever. Well, we need to have this bill paid by the 30th. And if you don't pay it, pretty soon it's... Because they don't know. What are they going to do? Call you back, you're going to laugh at them again. Yes, hallelujah. We should just have laughing meetings where we just get around and laugh. Ha ha ha. It's scriptural, brother. Hee ha! Jesus is Lord. Shoo. Glory be to God. Oh my goodness. What are we doing here? I have no idea. What's going on? Glory to God forever. Here, hold this. Whew. Well, if you have a Bible and you can find it, I can't find mine. It's up on the chair, and I happen to be under the chair right now. And now I don't know which chair it's on. What kind of church do you go to? Holy Ghost Church. Right? The Holy Ghost Church. Oh, glory to God. I have to go to a meeting for, you know, laughter recovering. What is that like, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous? Laughter Anonymous, because I've been laughing too much, and your face starts to hurt. Your stomach. Shoo. Yeah, you don't want to laugh so much, you better stay away from that church, because it's contagious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 14. We've been on a series here. I hope you've been getting something out of it. Glory be to God forever. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 21. About the glorious church. Now, let's think. The church is a bride, right? It's supposed to be. I don't know. Half the church doesn't look like a very pretty bride. I wouldn't want to marry him, would you? I mean, you know what you want to marry and what you don't want to marry, right? How would you like to marry somebody who never laughs?
No.
And you're telling them a joke all the time. You're trying to get them to lift up this beard, and they just never laugh because nothing's funny. Life is very serious, you know.
Right,
we got to be very serious. You going to marry her? I don't think so. Goodness gracious, talk about just plain sucking the joy out of you. It's like a joy vacuum. Here, marry this joy vacuum. What happened to you? I ain't got no more joy. No, you're going to marry somebody. Everybody say somebody. Somebody who's filled with life and joy and happiness. Why? Because they're going to make you feel good. When you're down and grumpy and moaning and complaining, they're going to make you feel good. All right, the bride of Christ is going to be what? Very serious, brother. And they're going to be so religious and pious that you wouldn't want to touch them with a 10-foot pole. No. They're going to be fun to be around. They're going to be real, full of joy, full of laughter. Yeah. Right? You see what I'm saying? This is part of the Holy Ghost. It's part of his personality. It's part of what you're changing into from glory to glory. Get used to it. Stop being grumpy. Get filled with joy. It's a fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Joy. What is the result of joy? Laughter. Right? I'm so happy. Ha ha. I don't think so, you know. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory. Now, let me say, have you ever laughed so hard you couldn't say anything? You couldn't speak? Ah, what's your name? Ah, you can't say anything because you're so full of joy, unspeakable. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Another verse of scripture for you. You know, I wonder sometimes if people actually look these things up. Are they reading the same Bible?
Yes, brother, this Bible is just, it's so holy and refined.
The glory of God will make you laugh, my brother. You won't be able to contain yourself. Full of glory. The glorious church full of glory is going to be a fun group of people to be around. Glory to God. It's fun to have sickness fall off of you. Isn't it? Been carrying around that tumor for 45 years. All of a sudden you go over to that church, the glory's there, and it falls off of you on the floor. Ha 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 ha, that's funny. That is funny. You want to know, you look up funny in the dictionary, that should be there. Tumor on the floor. Ha ha ha. Hee hee. Ha ha. It's not on anybody, it's on the floor. Ha ha ha. Hee hee. Ha. Oh, goodness. Well, get to your message, brother. I'm trying. Hallelujah. Phew. Well, my face, I feel like my face has got these little men with the brooms in it. And they're brushing my face. Have you brushed your face this morning? I'm doing it right now. You just can't see it. Goodness gracious. What are you guys doing to me? All right. Numbers 14 and verse 21. You got that up there? Oh, yeah, good. We're going to say this together. You ready? You ready? All right. As truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Again. As truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Now, when we get to up to all these, put my in there. Say, all my earth. All right? You ready? As truly as I live, all my earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Say it all the time. Say it every day when you're driving to work. Well, if you work out of your house, say it when you're walking to the room you work in. All of where you, sole of your foot treads, Jesus said. You'll tread on serpents, scorpions. You'll have dominion in that part of the earth. What part of the earth? The part of the earth you're in. And you, as the glorious church, declare that the glory of the Lord is covering that part of your earth. That's where you have dominion. That's your kingdom. Hallelujah. So dominate, brother. Dominate that kingdom. How are you going to dominate? With your mouth and laughter. Right? Something in your kingdom that looks like it's creeped in. Remember Adam and Eve? And the devil creeped into their kingdom. They should have laughed him right out of there. Yeah. You silly looking thing. You don't belong in here. Get out of here. Ha 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 ha. He would have been so... What's the word I'm looking for? Huh? Petrified. That's a good word. That's not the one I was looking for. But he was so, you know... Well, embarrassed. Isn't that embarrassing? Somebody laugh at you, it embarrasses you, doesn't it? He'd be embarrassed to be in the garden. He should have been embarrassed to be there in the first place. Debt should be embarrassed to be in your bank account. Sickness should be embarrassed to be in your body. Well, how's he going to get embarrassed? Laugh him out of there. Laugh him right out of there. Right? All the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. All your earth. And I'm believing for it. I hope you realize that. I'm believing for all of your earth to be totally filled with glory. All of it. All of it. Not some of it. Some of the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. No, all of it. You know, God is big on these all-inclusive statements. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. I give you all power, right? God gave me all power, and then he said, I'm going to give you my name, which means now you have the authority and all the power to go and do whatever he told you to go do. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, speak with other tongues, lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover in my name, right? All right. What was that statement I had up there right before that, Liv? This is actually the title of my sermon. Riches in glory revealed become yours. If you don't know what they are, how are you going to know, you know, what they are when they show up? But it gets bigger than that, all right? Riches in glory revealed become yours. Now, put your seatbelt on. We got to get chairs with seatbelts. Because then when I say that, people can actually put their seatbelt on and get ready. Or those chairs you sit in, it's like the cars, it just automatically comes on and straps over them. People know they're in a serious church when they sit down and the belt comes over whoosh, and straps them in. They're like, oh, what did I get myself into now? I don't know, but you can't leave. I can't get it off. Yeehaw. Yay. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians 2:14. You know, I hope this really isn't too radical for you this morning, because this, in my opinion, is just the beginning. You ain't seen nothing yet. All right? I'm serious. We're just bumping into the edge of stuff. It's going to get radical. Kids used to want to sleep in church. They're going to be paying attention. What's going on? Why is that guy just spinning over there in the corner? And he looks like he's 2 inches off the ground. He's just spinning and spinning and spinning. Kenneth Hagin tells a story about a lady in one of his church meetings that wore her shoes out in one meeting. He said she got dancing in the spirit, just dancing in the spirit, older lady, over in the corner. And by the end of the meeting, she wasn't distracting anybody. The glory of God was just on her. He went up, preached his message. She was still over there, just dancing and spinning and glory to God. Got up, gave the benediction or whatever they do. Everybody's leaving. She finally stops, wore the bottoms of her shoes completely out. You tried dancing for 2 hours, just constant. It was in the spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Why do I keep changing my page? I'm going to have to glue them down because I find my reference and then I come up and I'm flicking through my Bible. No, stay right there. That's where we're going. All right, you ready? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word. I'm believing you for your Holy Ghost to come out of the pages of this book and go into the ears of people and seep down in them like oil. And just radically fix them on the inside, whatever they need, Father. I'm asking you to anoint me that I may speak what you want said. And I'm asking that they hear what you want them to hear. That they may be changed and never be the same. That things would just begin to fall off them, even while this is occurring right now. They're just being changed. And you're doing it. And we give you all the glory and all the credit and all the praise. We worship you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Woo. All right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the gospel calling you to, Lynn? Absolutely, to obtain the glory. Well, brother, I don't know about that. No, that's what the Bible just said. You are called to obtain the glory. What's your mission? What's your job? What's your job in life? What is your job? To obtain the glory. Does that mean you have it? No, not necessarily. Why would he be telling you? This is the church, a spirit-filled church that Paul had established. That he said, you're called to obtain something. This is your call, to obtain the glory. Why would he make such a blanket? That's a blanket statement. Why would he say that? Because there must be something really good in that glory. It's all inclusive. Whatever it is you need is in the glory. Another verse of scripture we all know, and maybe I'll turn there later, Philippians 4:19. God will supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. The glory. He's called you to obtain that glory. He's called you to obtain the riches that are in the glory. Do you see the connection there? Am I way too far out? I don't think so. That's what we're called to do. And you can sit there and you can say, well, have I obtained the riches of glory? Well, if you haven't, that's what you're called to do. Does that make sense? That's your call. Are we kind of disturbed on what? Or do we not know what we're called to do? I hope not now. Circle that, underline it. This is what you're called to do, is obtain the glory. All right. Lest I beat that up too much. Go with me to Isaiah 45 and verse 3. Does anybody remember what we spoke about last week? Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Isaiah 45 and verse 3. Ha ha ha. For I am the Lord thy God. Wait a second. Am I reading the right one?
No.
45:3. Thank you. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. What did he say? You're called to obtain glory. And he says, I'm calling you by your name. Calling you. What is he calling you to obtain? The glory. Last week, we went in depth on this wonderful thing, the glory. And how did it manifest? Most often, it manifested in a dark cloud, a dark gloominess, right? The Bible says he dwells in the dark, gloomy cloud. This is his dwelling place. This is where he lives. He's in there. Okay? You see the connection? And then he's calling you to obtain glory. Now he says here, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches in secret places. Anybody remember a verse of scripture that says, I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High? This is the glory. It's the secret place. And you know, I've heard other people preach on this. And I used to preach on it this way. I don't know if I've ever preached on this text, but I used to think about this treasures of darkness and riches of secret places. I always thought that that meant that that was what the wealth of the sinner laid up for the just. Treasures of darkness, you know, because they're dark. And they are hiding their treasures in secret places, so I can't find it. And then God was going to give it to me. But this is not what he's saying. He's saying, I will give you something. He's going to give you the thing that is hidden to other people. The disciples used to ask Jesus, how are you going to reveal yourself to us and not to other people? How are you going to do that? Aren't they going to see you standing next to me? No, because it's a spiritual thing that happens. We're called from glory to glory. And in that glory, you're going to have to bear with me on this, because I'm going to let you have it here in a minute. All right? I'm serious. This is stuff I've been meditating on for years. Man, brother, you meditate on a lot of stuff for years. Yeah, but this, you're getting down home. I've told you a little earlier. These are things that I'm sharing. Well, I'm sharing with you some of my good stuff today. So I hope you're thankful. I'm serious. These treasures of darkness, these hidden riches of secret places. What did God say? He said, the silver and the gold is mine. Right? When he came upon Solomon, what happened to him? He was like a gold magnet. Literally. Just people would come by the donkey and camel load full of gold and just bring it to him. Why? Because of the glory of God. The glory of God, it's like a magnet for gold. Well, see, you're just in it for the money. No, I'm in it for the glory. Yes. His glory. Because I'm addicted to it. Can't you tell? Glory be to God forever. I will give who the treasures of darkness? Thee. That means he's going to give you the treasures of dark. Doesn't that make you happy?
Yes.
What darkness is he talking about? Get last week's message. If you haven't heard it, I took a long time and I realized last week to get up to that point. But I had to establish the fact that this glory, according to the world, looks like darkness. But to you, it looks like home. Okay? And this is where your goods come from. We talked about Glory Mart. It's where you go to get your stuff. It's in the glory. He's going to provide all. Not some. All of your needs are going to come from this, what I'm talking about today. All the glory, all the stuff comes from this place. If we don't know the place, we're not going to know how to get the stuff. Right? Yeah. This is the stuff. Stuff Mart. That was in that movie. Stuff Mart. Glory be to God forever. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. You know what? You can look up those words in any dictionary, any language you want. It still means the same thing, treasures and riches. And it's in this glory, this darkness, this secret place of the Most High, this cloud in which he dwells. All right. I hope you got that, because you're going to need it right now. Go with me to Deuteronomy 29:29, and I'm letting you know here, this is one of my favorite and best kept secrets, because you ever know you get a scripture that's somebody else reads it, and they get up and they say, well, the Lord said this to me, and they give you a scripture, and you're like, no, that's my scripture. Come on. God, you're giving away my scriptures to other people. You ever had that happen? I'm like, no, God was speaking that to me. Right? You're like, oh, well, okay, I guess. I'll walk in love. I guess you can have a little bit of it. But it's still mine, brother. So know that when we read this, it's still mine. You can get out of it what you want, but this is mine. Deuteronomy 29:29, and I'm very thankful that, you know, God made it easy to remember putting both those numbers together so I can find it. All right, you ready? The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Yay, kids. That we may do all the words of this law. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But the things which he reveals belong to you. So where's the key here? It's the greatest gift God gave to man. It is revelation. It's your eyes being opened to see into that realm, that glory realm. Right? When you, it is revealed to you, who does it belong to? According to the scriptures. As soon as God reveals it to you, where is the ownership transfer to? Yay. That's why we keep, you know, begging God. Well, no, it's yours now. Quit belly aching over, it's yours. Start doing what you're supposed to do with it. Secret things, remember, treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. They belong to the Lord God. The secret things belong to God, but once it's been revealed to you, it becomes yours. What happens when God reveals the Lord Jesus Christ to you? Before you walk in the street, I don't even know who Jesus is. But then all of a sudden, the Lord reveals himself to you, and you know that Jesus is the Lord of all the earth, and I make him Lord of my life. What happens to you? It becomes yours. You may give lip service to healing. I give lip service to healing. I believe the Lord heals people today. He is a great and mighty healer, and it is his will to heal people maybe sometimes maybe. But when God reveals that it's His will to heal you, and you see Him as healer, then all of a sudden, whoop, it's yours. It becomes yours. The secret things belong to the Lord God. Healing belongs to Him. Salvation belongs to Him. But then He gives it to you when He reveals it to you. Does that make sense? Trying to bring that. So, the riches of the secret places. They're in that cloud. They're in that darkness. They're in that place where God dwelt. We know that, don't we? Do we know that God lives in a shammy shack on the left side of town, on the bad side of the tracks? Does He? Poor guy can't even have his own shoes. His children, man, His children are just shame to look at, and they stink. Do you look at God's children, the church? That's the way a lot of them look. Now, don't look at me too hard. But no, this is the way a lot of the people look at the church. They don't want to hang out with them because they look, they're poor mouthed, they're beat up, they're sick, they're depressed. And then they're religious on top of all of it, and that's just yucky. And they never laugh. But you come to a church and you get free. The truth makes you free. How does the truth make you free? It's revealed to you, and then you enter into the freedom of it. But it's not, you don't have the freedom until it's revealed to you. All right? So how do we get the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places? When it's revealed to you, it becomes yours. So where's the key here, brother? It's to have it revealed. You need to have some revelation knowledge of what is there. And as soon as God shows it to you, here it comes. It's yours. There's an exchange that takes place. Hallelujah. That's where we're going today. I hope you're excited. All right. Now, forget you ever read that scripture because that's mine. No, I'm just kidding. That's a good one. Underline it, circle it. Like I said before, cut it out and stick it on your forehead. You know, I thought that was completely ridiculous the first time I said it. I said, hey, you should just shut up sometimes. But then I went home and I listened to it and I thought, you know, that's what the Bible said they did. They took the scriptures and they put them on their forehead. And they wrote them on the walls. Couldn't get enough of it. We should market some wallpaper that's just scripture. Glory to God. Do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. All right. Galatians 6:8. Here's another one, people. I wrote this in a paper when I was at Rhema, and that was a long time ago. At least a couple years. Yeah, Galatians 6:8. I tell you, we're getting up to the edge of something. Things have been increasing here in the Spirit, and we are getting into the edge, and we're going to learn how to step over. Step over the threshold through the gate of the Spirit and be there where God is. Remember the last week I talked about the 70 elders who went up and ate and drank with God in heaven. They ate and drank. And then I was thinking of Jesus as He ministered to the woman at the well. And He sent the disciples off to get some food. And they came back and He said, I have food you don't even know about. And we all thought, yes, the food was, you know, to feed His soul because He's serving the Father. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe He was actually eating something that they didn't know about. That's what He said. Right? What are we going to do when we get to heaven? What's the first thing? The marriage supper of the Lamb. There's going to be food there. Yeah. And it's going to be good food. Yeah. It's a riches and glory, my friend. Some people may look at you strange when you go to open up your satchel at work. You're pulling out something that looks like nothing to them. But it's your glory sandwich. What about the prophet when the angel came and made him two cakes? Come on, hang with me now. I'm serious.
I know.
I'm serious. He made him cakes. What did he make out of? Dust and dirt? I don't think so. Yeah, I want to make them a dirt pie. Remember doing that as a kid? You made like nobody ate it, right? The prophet ate it, and he went on the strength of those loaves for 40 days and 40 nights. That's good food, right? Powerful energy bar. That was the original energy meal right there. Glory be to God forever. Galatians 6 and verse 8, you've probably already read it. Don't read ahead of me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, I could go many directions here. But when you go, you sow to the Spirit, where are you going to reap from? And this is where people miss it. They sow to the Spirit, and then they think they're going to reap something in the natural. Hang with me now. Where are the riches coming from? Where did they sow? They did sow a natural gift to Paul for Philippians 4:19 to be spoken over them, that God would supply all their needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. They sowed a natural gift, but they did a spiritual act of sowing. They sowed to the Spirit. Then he said they were going to reap from this glory. The riches and glory, they would reap from the riches and glory by sowing in the Spirit. Read this again. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap. You're going to reap from the Spirit. So get your head off of trying to figure out how it's going to come to pass in the natural. It's going to come from the Spirit. It's a spiritual sowing and a spiritual reaping. When he reveals, and part of how he's going to get it to you is by revealing to you something. Because the secret thing revealed is what becomes yours. So when you sow to the Spirit, you reap a spiritual revelation that opens it up to you, and you see how something needs to come to pass. Or you see what you need to do. Or you see what way to go. Does that make sense?
Yes.
A spiritual sowing and a spiritual reaping. And what does he say you're going to reap? You're going to reap everlasting life, or life everlasting. And it's Zoe. It's that all-inclusive word. It's the life that lives itself. Jesus prayed that he came that you'd have more life and have it more abundantly, the same life. It's a substance. Life to your finances is abundance. Life to your physical body is healing. Life to your dead spirit is to become born again. You're going to reap what you need. All your needs are met according to this riches in this glory. And the number one substance is life, everlasting. Ever hear of the everlasting gobstoppers? It was in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, I have.
You can tell the movies I watch, right? it was a thing that never ended. Right? It was like a candy sucker thing that you could suck on for all week. And put it on your bedpost or whatever, and put it back in your mouth, and it still would be flavorful, and it would be everlasting. It never diminished. Well, brother, what does that have to do? Do you remember the oil that never ran out?
Yes.
Where did that come from? It came from a spiritual sowing and a spiritual reaping. It came from that glory realm where nothing runs out. You telling me there's lack in heaven? You're going to go, and one day you're going to have to go shopping because your cupboards are bare and you had no bone to give to the dog. No, it's going to always be full. Every time we just ate dinner and you open up the refrigerator and it's still full. That's heaven. All abundance all the time. Where is that? It's in that glory realm, and you are called there. That's where you're called to live. That's what you're called to operate out of. He's telling you how to get there. When he reveals something from that realm to you, it becomes yours. So once again, the key is the revelation. And when God gives you a revelation, you become a changed person in that area. All of a sudden, I remember being at Raymond, and I didn't have two dimes to rub together. But I could drive a BMW. And I lived in a nice place. I ate food. How did this happen? The glory of God. It's God provided for me. Glory to God. I had a story there, but I'm not going to say it. Hallelujah. Let's move on here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Shoo. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. So you know where you're supposed to live, people. Where are we supposed to live? That's right, in the glory. Where are we supposed to be provided for? Are we just supposed to work harder? We ain't supposed to work hard, but are we just supposed to work hard to make more? Or is there God providing a way and bringing the glorious church up to a place where they know how to access this glory because it's revealed to them on a regular basis? Right? New things coming upon you, visiting you in the night seasons just drop on you and you go, I know how to do it now. Never knew how to do it before, but I know how to do it now. It just happens because it's coming from that realm. Right?
Right.
Jacob laid his head down on a rock and he saw angels ascending and descending. Ascending and descending. And he woke up and he said, this place is nothing but the gateway of God. The gateway of heaven. Yeah. Angels going up and going, well, what were they doing, do you suppose? They were just climbing up and down the ladder because they didn't have anything else. Obviously, they're doing something. They're bringing something down, taking something back up. Bringing something down, taking something back up. So when an angel comes down and gives you something, we'll take it.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Angel of God. Comes from heaven, comes from the Word. Oh, glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. Which things also we speak, not in words, the man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. All right, glory to God. Hang with me here. He's telling you how he's going to reveal things to you. This is what we need, right? We need to have the revelation because that's when the thing becomes yours. He said he's given us the Spirit so that we can know the things that freely belong to us. Is this clicking together now? So how are we going to know these things? From the Spirit. It's always spiritual. Don't try to suck it down into the natural. Well, but I got natural bills and I got a natural sickness and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but if you look at that, you're going to miss it. Because the answer and solution to that problem is spiritual, and it comes from the kingdom of heaven. When people got healed in Jesus' ministry, it was because heaven came close to them. This is what, when heaven comes close to you and it's revealed to you, it will affect what you're doing. It'll affect your business. It'll affect your job. It'll affect your family. It'll affect your physical body. It's the kingdom of heaven coming close and manifesting on you. He said, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know that we might know it. What is the knowing? It's the revealing. So the more time you spend in His presence, whose presence? The Holy Spirit's presence. The more He is able to reveal things, secret things, hidden treasures in secret places. They'll be revealed to you, and then what happens? They become yours. That's the transfer of wealth. That's the transfer of ownership. It comes from just the Bible saying that by His stripes I was healed, to by His stripes I was healed. There's a transfer that happens from the Word to you. You become rich through the Word. And that transfer of revelation that happens where? In the Spirit. We've received the Spirit. And now what's the number one way? And He tells you here, and I keep going over this. What's the number one way? He says we speak these things in words. Speak these things. What things? The things that He has for you in the Spirit. You're going to speak those things in words not taught by human wisdom. Well, what could that be other than speaking in other tongues and declaring things in other tongues in the Spirit? And we know that this is how we get everything from the kingdom of God. You must declare with your mouth that Jesus is my Lord. You declare with your mouth that Jesus is my healer. And you can declare with your mouth that my God supplies all my need according to His riches and glory. But don't stop there. Start declaring in the Spirit in other tongues. And that allows God to reveal that thing to you. And it becomes yours. And there's a transfer that happens right in there. Well, brother, how does it happen? I don't know, but it does. Okay? It's spiritual. Actually, I do know how it happens. I wrote the scripture down, and that's where we're going next. I stand corrected by myself. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Actually, let's just go skip that one, go right to Hebrews 4, 3. Because if I go to Hebrews 1:17, I'm going to be there for a long time. Maynard's like, good man, don't go there. Just kidding. All right. Hebrews 4:3. That's one of those sticky scriptures. Write it down. Go read it. I'm telling you. Ephesians chapter 1. It's the prayer Paul prayed for the church. And I did speak on it a little bit Friday night. So there, I've released myself from it. Father of glory. I better stop. All right. Glory be to God. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. Hallelujah. I think God made hallelujah start with a laugh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hebrews 4. And verse 3, we which have believed do enter into rest, as He said. As I have sworn to my wrath, that if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. The first part of that. For we which have believed do enter into rest. So if we're going to enter into something, this is what we're talking about, right? We want to enter into the riches of the glory that are there for you. They're there for you. Did you know that? They're there for you. And you're called, that's your call, to enter into the glory and occupy that space. If that's not too freaky language. I don't know. You're called into the glory. You are called to glory. You're called to those riches. You are to access them. That's what you're called to do. How are you going to enter into that? Well, we already talked a little bit about revelation. But He says, he that believes enters into. He that believes enters into. Well, how are you going to believe? How does faith come, brothers and sisters? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by the revelation of God dawning on your spirit. God spoke to me many years ago. One of the Well, that's not the few times. He speaks to me every once in a while, but clearly, you know, when he gives you a specific, clear word and you look around, who said that? He spoke to me and he said, there is nothing impossible to the man who hears from God. There's nothing impossible to you when you hear from God. And I said, well, why is that? Because faith comes with it. With you, when you hear it, when you really hear it. And I'm not just talking about, yeah, I've heard that before. No, when you hear it on the inside of you and your spiritual ears pick it up and you really hear it, faith comes. And it's not your faith. It's his faith that comes with it. Every word of God has enough faith in it to bring to pass whatever he said. He said he releases his word. It won't return till void until it produces what he sent it to produce. So the faith comes with that word that's spoken to you. So when you're in that glory realm and you're speaking in tongues and you're worshiping God and the Holy Ghost is all over you like men with little brushes. And he says things to you. That's how he's revealing. That's how the transfer of ownership comes. That's how it comes to you and it's revealed to you. And once it's revealed to you, it belongs to you. It's yours. Glory be to God forever. We that have believed do enter in. He's putting the emphasis here on believing. The only way you can really believe something is with your spirit. You can't believe it with your head. This is why scientists have so difficult time believing that there is a God. They got to come up with the most ridiculous reasons and answers to why we're here. You evolved from a monkey. Well, maybe you did, but I didn't. Yeah, brother. But they're thinking about it with their head. Where's faith come from? It comes from your spirit, man. When you believe and you hear from God, you believe with your spirit. There is nothing impossible to you. The transfer has taken place and you begin to step into it. And there's nothing. Every mountain will be removed. Well, how did Jesus say mountains are going to be removed? When you believe, what you say comes to pass. The emphasis is still on believing and words. God transfers things to you through words, spiritual sowing, spiritual reaping, miracle. All right? This is the glorious church. Hallelujah. We that believe enter into. Well, I don't believe it, brother. Well, then don't worry about it. You're not going to enter in. I believe it and I'm entering in. And I know there's a whole world of riches there for you that we don't even have the slightest comprehension of because it would just blow our head off. We would explode with revelation if he dumped us on it all at once. So he gives it to us one thing at a time. There you go. There you go. There you go. And you see more and more. And he says, glory to glory. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. Glory. Hallelujah. All right, one more scripture, and I will try to end. You're like, wow, man, that was fast today, brother. John chapter 11, 40. But, you know, you got a lot of stuff to chew on this week. There's a lot of stuff I just downloaded on you. Secret things revealed. What secret thing? The things of God. He reveals any of those things to you. It becomes yours. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Let the magnitude of that just settle in on you. You're going to start looking at things differently. Hallelujah. John chapter 11 and verse 40. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto her. Look, he's talking to a woman. Did Jesus tell women anything? No, he ignored them completely. He wouldn't have anything to do, a Jewish man wouldn't have anything to do with women. Oh, please. Women are called to glory.
Yes.
Men are called to glory. We're all called to glory. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee? So obviously, he said it before. He's reminding her. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? If you believe, you will see. If you don't believe, well, too bad for you. If you believe, you see. What do we talk about? Revelation. We're talking about the riches revealed. Part of that is seeing. Right? God told the Israelites that in the morning they would see the glory of the Lord. What was the glory of the Lord? It was manna. Had fallen from food. Once again, we're on the food topic again. I hope you're not hungry. Man, it's past lunchtime. Manna fell from heaven. He said, if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord. He told them they're going to see the glory of the Lord in the morning. You mean they saw the glory of God in His shininess in heaven? No, the provision is what they saw. He called that the glory of the Lord. You being provided for is visibly seeing the glory of the Lord. And I've laid out the track, whether you like it or not, how we're going to see it in your life. It's by going in to the dark place. Brother, you're calling me to the dark place? That doesn't sound good. Goodness. Church of the Living Dead and the dark place. But it's the glory where God dwells. If you want to go and ask your dad something, your papa, your father, and you know he's got it, you're going to go where he lives, don't you? I'm going to go to my dad's house and say, Dad, I need the Learjet for, you know, the weekend. He's like, son, I don't have a Learjet. Would I ask him for something he didn't have? No. Well, what about God? What about him? Well, he's kind of doing rough right now. There's, you know, heaven's recession. You heard about that, right? There's no recession in heaven. Your needs are met from where? Get your head off your needs being met by, you know, the payment, the Social Security, or I don't know, or your pension, or your job, God forbid. Right? That is not what the Bible's saying. And I hope you're seeing that. Your needs are met according to His riches in glory. We need to be there on a regular basis. We should go there first. God, you know what I need even more than I know what I need. And you said to ask that you would provide my need on earth as it is in heaven. He told me to ask. God, provide my need met on earth as it is in heaven. Well, son, if you'll call it met on earth as it is in heaven, then I'll be able to do that for you. Well, thank you very much. I guess I'll do that. You just keep calling it met and praying in tongues and believing God, because then you can pull. That's how you pull out. That's your bucket to scoop things out of the well with. Believing and speaking and praying. And then all of a sudden, everybody say all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
The glory is revealed to you. And you've got it. And you don't have to pray about it anymore. You're just believing and expecting. Isn't that right? That's just the way it is. All of a sudden I know. Well, how do you know? I don't know how I know, but I know. I know. It's done. It's taken care of. We prayed that through. I believed it. It's on the way. Daniel, when he prayed, it's on the way. Daniel, when he prayed, the Bible says that God released the angel right then to bring him what he needed. And it was, what, 30, 21 days, something? 21 days. Took him, the angel, 21 days to fight through the garbage that was going on. So he had to bring whatever he needed, plus fight. Tough angel. Not the little naked baby cherubs. Big angel was released at the time he prayed. At the time he prayed, it was released. And he brought him the answer. Right? Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you believe, you would see. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Some of us may have things that we need provided for. Some of us may have debt, things that are just plaguing us. Some of us just might not be to the place where we believe we're called to be, which is glory. Well, we're going to believe to this morning. We're going to bind the power of debt. And we're going to release the glory of God and the angels of God. And they're going to come. I'm telling you. Listen to the preacher up here this morning. I'm telling you, they're going to come. And they're going to visit you. And they're going to start fixing whatever it is that you need fixed. Glory to God forever. And where's it going to come from? The bank? No, the glory. That's right. It's going to come from the glory. The glory of God's going to visit you. Where do the angels come from? The glory. They don't know what lack is. Goodness. They come down here and look around going, what is that? You guys live here? Ew. But when they come and they bring whatever they've got, it's good news for you. All right? So we're going to pray right now in Jesus' name. Just reach out and believe. Believe that that glory realm is right there. And reach out with your faith and grab it. If you don't think you have any needs right now, reach out with your faith and grab it for somebody else. Because there's people who are really having a hard time. This is a season, like the Christmas season, they have a hard time. And they get really sad and down about it. Well, you don't need to be sad and down. You've got God supplying all your needs. Be open and sensitive. There might be somebody around you that needs some help or something. We're going to help them. When you're walking through the mall or whatever, right? Be moved by the Spirit of God. You become that glorious person who walks in the kingdom of God. You can help people. All right. Glory be to God. Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that name. We thank you that we have access through the name and the blood of the Lord Jesus. I thank you right now, Father. I thank you for glory. I thank you that provision is in the glory. I'm asking you right now to provide needs for people, to provide the answer right now to the needs of people. Let it come from that glorious realm, Father. I reach through with my faith. And I grab on a solution and an answer for them right now. I thank you for it, Father. I'm asking for that solution to be revealed. I'm asking for angels to be released right now and to bring the solution, to bring the answer, to bring the provision to those people, to these people in this room. I call every need met. I call every debt gone. I call canceled, debts canceled. I call debts removed and diminished. Let the debts be removed. And angels, debt removing angels, come forth right now out of glory and begin to do that for them right now. I believe I receive it, Father. Debt is not in heaven. We pray your will on earth as it is in heaven. And this can be a group of people. I'm believing it and saying it right now. We're a group of people who have all of our debts completely removed supernaturally by the power of God and the glory of God being revealed to us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Now let's believe God for every person who hears these tapes or hears these things. Some of those people have needs that they've just crying out for God for. Let's extend our faith and believe God for them. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for these people. Let them be delivered from financial bondage. Let the word go forth and the angels be sent to them to deliver them and set them free. In Jesus' name, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So be it. It's done. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Next time you get a bill in the mail, what are you going to do to it? You're going to laugh at it. Next time the creditor calls you up. Well, he's not going to call you up, but if he did, laugh at him. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Yay! Glory be to God. We need some laughter songs. Rich, work on that. Anybody else have any needs they like prayed for? Anything? No? You good? Everybody good? God working on you? All right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.